Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Capital City Village is Austin's virtual community of seniors committed to aging in place. Here to talk about aging in place and Capital City Village is Scott Bleck. He's the board president, Capital City Village here in Austin. If you'd like to find out more, you can do so on the website, capitalcityvillage.org. Scott, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming and seeing me in person, overlooking the beautiful skyline here in Austin, Texas, at the Odyssey Studios in Westlake. Let's talk first about the organization and the mission and the vision. Scott, what is it? What's the mission? What's the vision of Capital City Village?
Capital City Village is a virtual community, as you said, John. We have volunteers who provide services to seniors, and then we have a bunch of programming as well. And what we try to do is create a virtual village that allows people to age in their homes or where they would like to and not have to go to some kind of assisted living if they can still be independent. And we help them do that with to have dignity, health, fun, and social interaction.
And what do you mean when you say virtual village?
We don't have a physical space.
Okay.
We might have an office for two people, the part-time staff, but we move around in the city. And of course, the last 2 years we've been in Zoomville, so to speak.
Which is not a great place to be, if you ask me.
No. It's hard to get the social interaction. And of course, one of our goals is to allow people to have social interaction, not be isolated as a lot of seniors might be.
Yeah, isolation is maybe one of the biggest issues. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is isolation one of the biggest issues facing seniors here in Austin and everywhere, really?
I would say it's a big issue. But sometimes people don't admit it. They get used to being alone and don't realize they need the interaction. Sometimes it's the family members, like the children of some of these seniors, that recognize it and say, hey, Mom, Dad, you ought to get with a place like Capital City Village to meet other people, have interactive programs, and they also have volunteers that can help you out when you need it.
Let's talk about aging in place. What does that mean for anybody who's much younger? Maybe they're not thinking about it. What does it mean for a senior to age in place? And what would then the alternatives be if not aging in place?
Many of them are in a home that they've been in for years and have had their children in that home. And now maybe grandkids, even great grandkids, depending on the age of the people. Yeah. And it gives them an opportunity to stay there and not having to go to assisted living or independent living facility. I mean, they could have that choice, but if they want to stay where they are and still live independently or in a smaller townhome or sorts, this gives them that opportunity.
So the idea is to stay either put or independent and not dependent on a facility and put placed in a facility. Aging in place seems to me like if you're healthy enough to do it, that's the ideal situation, right? And I guess I guess part of what Capital City Village does is you extend those years where people can be in their own home.
Yes. We have volunteers who are members and some are not, from all ages of volunteers who are vetted, who will take the individual resident to a doctor's appointment, grocery shopping, if they're not able to drive or don't feel like they can. We have volunteers who will come and do minor fix-ups in their house, put grab bars in or fix a broken light bulb or whatever.
And you can't do that virtually?
No.
So it's nice. I guess more people are having more human interaction these days than over the past couple. Are seniors more comfortable with people coming in and the volunteers helping them in their homes?
Yes, pretty much. You know, we've had a mask policy. We haven't had a personal in place meeting yet. We're planning some for next month.
Yeah.
With our fingers crossed at how the statistics are, because I saw some yesterday that didn't look too good.
It depends on what day you're looking at them, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Let's talk about who Capital Village is for. Who can join and how can they take part? Obviously, it's seniors. Is it seniors in the Austin area? Is it Central Texas? Or what's the footprint?
Our footprint right now is all the zip codes in the city of Austin. And the only reason we haven't expanded into the larger metropolitan areas, we just don't have the resources of volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers, for example. South Austin, we're looking for more drivers, for example. But it's our members are anyone from 60, roughly, to 103. We just had...
Oh, really?
We just had two recent birthdays. One was 103, one was 100.
Okay.
The 100-year-old even had an event at Camp Mabry. It was a World War II vet, and they had a World War II plane fly over from some planes that they have in San Marcos.
Oh, wow. Are those types of events fairly typical for Capital City Village here in Austin? Not a 103-year birthday or whatever. That's probably not very typical. But those types of events, birthday parties?
You like to celebrate those kind of events, certainly. But we have a variety of programming, from educational programming on how to be healthy to topics of interest in the Austin political scene, Austin city, just about anything. When COVID's not around, we actually do tours to various museums and Austin Public Library, wherever, to engage people.
You mentioned a lack of volunteers and resources. What are some of those other resources that would enable you to stretch your reach or help more people, not just in Central Texas, but more people within the city of Austin? Is it effectively money and volunteers?
Yes. We anyone can be a member because we have a sliding dues scale based on income.
Yeah.
But in order to subsidize those members who are not paying the full scale, we have fundraisers during the year where we get sponsorships from companies that are gracious to give us funds and individuals in the community.
And how important are the volunteers for what you do?
Oh, they're critical.
Like it wouldn't happen without the volunteers, I'm guessing.
It wouldn't. I mentioned the flyover for the gentleman who turned 100.
Happy birthday to him, by the way.
Happy birthday, Stan, right?
Yeah.
A young lady who'd been the volunteer working with him in his home for several years had a connection through her previous work with the Navy and got the pilot to do the flyover.
Yeah, you don't have to twist those guys' arms really to get them in the air, do you?
No.
No, you don't.
When we saw the wind that day, we were keeping our fingers crossed.
It's been breezy the past week or two, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Today on Inside Austin, we're talking with Scott Bleck. He's the board president, Capital City Village here in Austin. If you want to find out more, it's capitalcityvillage.org. They're helping seniors age in place in their own homes here in the city of Austin. Scott, you mentioned just a second ago, you alluded to it. Let's talk about how does membership work? If somebody wants to sign up, do they get on the website and figure out more? And you mentioned the sliding scale. Is it seniors in the city of Austin? What do they need to know in order to get signed up? What kind of information are they going to have to provide?
They can either do it online on our website or call our number. And it's a pretty simple process, and we have someone that will confidentially discuss the income situation so we can get you to reduce dues rate if that's your situation.
Well, you mentioned it, so I'll ask you, what is the phone number if somebody is not or... A lot of people I know would rather deal with a voice on the phone than a computer, especially maybe seniors. What is that phone number if you happen to have it handy?
512-468-5594.
Let's talk about the benefits of membership. What are some of the ways that seniors will benefit if they decide to join Capital City Village?
Many of our programs are free, whether they're
I like the sound of that.
You like free. Whether it's a speaker... if we have a luncheon speaker, you just have to pay your lunch. But We have, you know, people in the community who volunteer to talk about how to improve your balance and show you ideas of that. Or the EMS people might come and talk about, you know, different first aid that you need to know. So it varies to someone like Rick Barnes, who's a great Austin institution himself with his knowledge of the history of the town. And he can talk about what he's found interesting to in the city of Austin. So it's a broad spectrum. We had a tour of the library with the head of the library, and that's such a fantastic building.
Oh, the new library downtown?
Yep.
And, yeah, I love that.
And a very interesting tour.
And you mentioned that, I guess, activities or social activities maybe are paused now for coronavirus. You're hoping to open those up soon. Can you talk about what types of social activities you did in the past and hopefully in the future, what kind of social activities that members might have access to?
Yes. Well, we have we've had a weekly coffee break, which has been moved around town to different places to get people to interact once a week.
Yeah.
We've been doing it virtually, which is a little strange, but it did work. It kept people... talking, gave people an opportunity to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Once a month, we have a happy hour at a restaurant, which is a lot of fun. And then just a luncheon once a month. Those are pretty much social activities. And then some of our major fundraisers can be social activities. We have a golf tournament once a year in the fall, as well as our Keep Aging Weird luncheon, which has been a good fundraiser. And this year...
When does that happen?
This year it's going to be November 10th, and the speaker's Evan Smith.
Do you know where that's going to happen yet?
It's going to be at Norris Center. And this will be the eighth time we've had this Keeping Aging Weird luncheon.
Well, congratulations on the eighth year.
Yeah, but the organization's 10 years old.
Sure. Let's talk about the referral services I saw mentioned on the website. What are the first of all, what is a referral service, and what are the advantages for your members of the referral services?
These are referred vendors that have been referred by another member who's found them to be good quality that they've liked. We also can connect you with other aging groups in town that have, like the Aging Services Council, which might have preferred vendors. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we have some volunteers that will actually do some minor work around your house.
What other services that maybe you didn't mention, or did you mention them all, what other services are available or programs to the seniors from Capital City Village? You mentioned the minor repair, people and the rides.
Yeah, people who have, if we have some, we have a handful of members that get to the point in life where they need some more assistance. We actually have, by a grant, a University of Texas graduates School of Social Work intern who works with some trained volunteers that are trained to work, pair up with these members to help them out and keep in touch with them on a weekly basis. So that's a pretty intensive service, but it's one that's available.
And I'm guessing from the age of your membership, which to me, as I get older, doesn't sound that old to as you mentioned, 103, there's a wide range of, I guess, needs and abilities for your members, which means you might have to have a wide range of volunteers.
Correct. And they're all ages. And sometimes we pair up with local organizations. For example, some high school students might be looking for a project, and we've got a member who can't take care of their yard, and they'll come in and do some yard cleanup. We actually had some group that helped move one of our members.
With that kind of wide range and age of members, do you find sometimes that the younger members are volunteering to help the older members? Does that happen on a regular basis?
It does, but we also have older members helping older members.
Yeah.
Some of our drivers are... been retired for years and are still active in other volunteer work in the community.
And you mentioned how important the volunteerism is, and that effectively the whole thing wouldn't work without volunteers. Who can be a volunteer? What does volunteerism look like? And if you could talk about the vetting process for volunteers, please do.
You need to be 18 and over. And the volunteers are vetted. We have an online portal where you can sign up. And then we also have a monthly, the first Wednesday of the month, of volunteer orientation to get them work. And then we have our volunteer director puts out who's looking for what type of a volunteer on our portal. And if they can't, if no one answers right away, make some calls to see if they can find a driver or whatever is needed.
What about the ways that Austin can help support Capital City Village with its mission? What are the different ways? We mentioned, I'm guessing, donations and volunteerism. Are there other ways they can take part, or is that the best way?
Well, certainly, if you're with a company or organization that supports other groups in town, we would welcome a contribution.
Corporate partnership.
Coordinator's partnership or sponsor of our big event.
And Scott, we've got about 60 seconds left. I'll let you have all 60 of them. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about today as far as Capital City Village goes? Or what would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas about seniors and Capital City Village or aging in place?
I would say if you or your neighbors or family members want to participate in a group like this, which is what we say a way to make improbable friendships. I would never have met a 100-year-old man if I hadn't joined this group. It's a great way to feel young, stay young, and be active. And it's a great organization and it's a great community.
That's Scott Black. He's the board president of Capital City Village here in Austin. It's capitalcityvillage.org. And Scott, I'm going to put you on the spot. What is that phone number one more time for anybody who may be listening but doesn't have access or doesn't prefer the computer over the telephone? What's the phone number?
512-468-5594.
Scott, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.